我猜你们比我还知道我们应该念哪里的圣经啊。
I'm guessing you know more than I do which verse we should be reading.
不过在我们要读我们今天晚上该读的那些圣经之前
But before we are going to read the verses for tonight,
我们先来把我们上一堂课念过却没有说的那节圣经念一下。
Let us read again the verse that we read, but we did not discuss.
彼得前书三章七节。
First Peter 3:7.
找到了吗
？Find it.
一二三
，together. Likewise, all this thing and understanding.For the one is the right, as for the weak person, as being heirs together with the grace of God, the weak person will be hindered.
Then we go to 往彼得前书三章前面一点点。
Let's move up a little bit previously.
从第一节读到第六节。
1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 6.
Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, or even your son, who not obey the word, favors other word, may be won by the conduct of their wives, and they observe the chastened conduct, accompanied by fear. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, the wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel.Is interrupt the beauty of the gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in his own way. And in former times, the holy and trusting God is also born of sinners, and he is submissive, and the husband of himself, and the Abraham, born in the world, who brothers you are, if you do good, and are not afraid of any terror.
好，我们低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
天父，我们向你承认。
Heavenly Father, we must confess.
我们是非常软弱的人。
That we indeed are very weak.
如果不是你的恩典。
Had it not been your grace.
我们连信你的能力都没有。
And we would not even have the ability to believe in you.
更不要说来跟随你。
Let alone to follow you.
今天还在你的恩典里。
Now, while we still are in your grace today,
我们还可以坐在你的脚前。
We can come sit at your feet.
就是一个见证。
It is a testimony.
你的恩典在我们身上。
That your grace is upon us.
我们感谢赞美你。
For that we thank you and praise you.
我们把晚上这一点的时间。
For this little time tonight,
我们恭敬仰望在你的手中。
We render that into your hand.
我们不只是求你来祝福我们。
Not only we ask you for your blessing.
我们实在是求你把我们带到你的面光中。
We ask you to indeed bring us to the face of your countenance.
我们祷告。
We pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我之所以要先读一下刚才我们上一堂课读了却没有讲解的这节圣经。
The reason why I read that verse we didn't talk about, but we read.
是因为我觉得我们做丈夫的。
I thought that for husbands.
不只是要知道自己是头。
Not only we need to know that we are the head.
不只是知道我们要像基督爱教会那样的爱自己的妻子。
Not only we are to love our wives as Christ loved the church.
不只是要知道要用神的话来建造我们的妻子。
Not only to use the word of God to build up our wives.
不只是知道自己是奴隶。
Not only know that we are slaves.
不只是知道我们还要负一切的责任。
Not only we need to bear all the responsibilities.
其实我们更需要知道的。
More so we need to know this.
是要跟妻子同住。
Is to dwell.With the wives.
跟妻子住在一起。
To live with our wife.
不是说你们不要两地分开而已。
It's not merely saying to live apart in different places.
很多人住在一个屋檐下。
Many people dwell under the same roof.
睡在一张床上。
Sleep on the same bed.
却没有同住。
But did not dwell together.
因为你的心。
Because your heart.
不在对方的身上。
Is not upon your spouse.
神给我们的命令
The commandment of God to us
是我们要跟我们的妻子一起住
is we dwell together with our wife
一起住的意思
to dwell together means this
一起生活
to live together
一起学习
to learn together
一起服侍
to serve together
一起成长
to grow together
这叫一起住
that means to dwell together
一起住有一个很重要的原则
To dwell together has a very important principle
叫做按照情理
Is to dwell wisdom with understanding
那英文的翻译非常直白
The English translation is very blunt
而且是非常好
It's very accurate
就是要有知识
To live wisdom with understanding
要有理解
With understanding
在一起住
Then you dwell together.
很多的时候我们做丈夫的
Many times for husbands.
我们对着手机
When we look at the cell phones.
我们对着电脑
Or at our computers.
如果是喜欢玩游戏的年轻的丈夫
Or a younger husband who likes to play video games.
是我们对着游戏
When we look at the games.
或者是有一些弟兄是很喜欢看那种漫画的
Or some brothers like to read comic books
对着那些漫画的故事来龙去脉摸得一清二楚
And they are so familiar with the story in the comic book
那当然有人是对汽车
Others are familiar with cars
有些人是对了飞机
Or airplanes
都非常的有理解
HaveGreat understanding.
很有知识。
Very knowledgeable.
但是你要问一个问题。
But you need to ask a question.
你对你的妻子有多少的认识?
How much understanding do you have with your wife?
我们曾经做过一个小小的实验。
We did a small test back then.
大概一百多个弟兄姐妹。
100 or so brothers and sisters.
我要他们写。
I want them to write.
写下关于你所认识的你的配偶。
To write down the spouse that you knew.
他有什么特点
?What characteristic?
他有什么优点
?What good points about them?
那叫特点跟优点是不一样的。
Characteristics are different than what's good about them.
我发现一件事。
And I realized.
做妻子的。
For wives.
至少可以写她老公十条。
At least they can write 10 points concerning their husband.
做丈夫的。
For the husband.
很少写超过五条的。
Rarely make over 5 points.
这证明什么
?What does that prove?
你真的不是很了解你的妻子。
You really do not that understand your wife.
所以做丈夫的你要知道。
So for husbands, you need to know.
你必须要了解她。
You must know her.
你要对她有足够的知识。
You need to have enough understanding about her.
有很多家庭有很多的悲剧。
There are many families have many tragedies.
但是有一种的悲剧是非常让人难过的。
One type of tragedy brings sorrow to us.
就是当妻子生了孩子以后。
Is when the wife gave birth to a child.
做丈夫的认为没有他的事。
And the husband thing has nothing to do with me.
而很多做妻子的有产后忧郁症。
And the wives have postpartum depression.
而做丈夫的会觉得他简直不可理喻。
And the husband think that is unthinkable.
就在那个时候把他们的婚姻种下了几乎无法挽回的伤害。
And they have plantedAnd irreversible damage to their marriage.
因为没有知识
Because he did it without understanding.
他根本不想花时间去了解他的妻子。
He didn't spend time to understand his wife.
当然对孩子也是一样。
And same for the child.
做父母的都认为我生了你我还不了解你。
Parents think that I give birth to you, I should know you best.
但事实上你真的懂一点就晓得。
But if you know anything, you would know this.
你真的要了解你的孩子。
If you truly want to understand your children,
你要投资很多时间的。
You need to invest a lot of time.
你才会了解他。
Then you can know them.
他才会愿意把他心里的话告诉你。
They are only then willing to open up in their heart to you.
对孩子是如此。
It's the same way with children.
对妻子也是如此。
Same way with wives.
你知道很多妻子她心里面的话。
Many wives, what is in their heart.
她心里面真正的感受。
The true feeling in their heart.
他根本不喜欢跟我们讲。
They don't like to share with us.
因为跟我们讲，第一个我们不懂。
First of all, we do not understand.
第二个，我们就是懂了，我们觉得不重要。
And even we understand, we don't consider it important.
我们缺乏那一种的 understanding, 那种的理解。
We lack that kind of understanding.
这是为什么很多姐妹她宁愿去跟闺蜜讲。
And they'd rather tell their best friend.
他宁愿花时间陪他的其他的朋友。
They'd rather spend time entertaining their other friends.
他懒得跟你说。
They don't want to bother telling you.
因为他发觉越跟你说他你会越惹他生气。
Because the more they tell you, the more you make them angry.
这是为什么许多的男人越老越孤单。
And that's for many men, as older as they get, the lonelier they get.
越老越没有朋友。
And the older they get,The less friend they get.
这是人生最大的悲剧。
It is the greatest tragedy of life.
我在分组里面已经说过。
I've already shared in the small groups.
教会里面的弟兄。
The brothers in church.
绝大部分。
The vast majority of us.
只有同工。
Have only co-workers.
没有朋友。
Have no friends.
那请你听清楚。
Listen.
你如果在教会里面只有同工没有朋友。
If you only have co-workers in the church but no friends,
我讲的朋友不是酒肉朋友。
You're not happy drinking buddies.
我讲的朋友不是在一起大家吹牛。
You're not people who gather to boast.
我讲的朋友是可以一起哭一起笑。
My friends, you can laugh together, you can cry together.
可以把你的软弱向人家分享。
You can reveal your weakness to them.
相信那些人会为你祷告。
Trusting that they will pray for you.
是会理解你，会鼓励你。
That they will understand you and encourage you.
你如果没有这样的朋友。
If you do not have such a friend.
让我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
你在服事的路上。
On the way of your service.
你最多只是一个做事的人。
You are at best a worker.
你只会做事。
You just do things.
你并没有办法在生命中去供应别人。
You have no way to supply other people in life.
这个功课
This lesson.
如果你在你妻子身上不学好
If you do not learn this with your wife.
如果你的妻子不愿意做你的朋友
If your wife does not want to be friend with you.
你还希望外面的人要做你的朋友？
Do you expect other people to be friend with you?
你一定失败。
Surely you will fail.
所以做丈夫的记得。
So、husbands know this.
神给我们的命令。
The commandment from God.
要按情理。
That with understanding.
有知识并且理解。
With knowledge and understanding.
和你的妻子一同生活
to dwell with your wife
一起成长
to grow together
一起服侍
serve together
为什么要这么做
why do we do that
中文翻作因她比你软弱
and the Chinese says because she is weaker than you
软弱这个字
this word weak
不是你想的那个差劲。
It's not what you considered as lacking something.
Lousy.
Lousy.
不是你想的说 second class, 第二次等品。
Not what you consider second class.
不是。
It's not that.
软弱这个字
This word weakness
是讲到它是非常精致。
It speaks of a delicate.
这个字原来的意思就是很容易受伤。
It means easily fragile.
很容易被破坏。
And easily damaged.
有没有看过有人用奶油做出好漂亮好漂亮的一朵花？
Have you ever seen somebody carve out a flower out of butter?
看过没有？看过吗？哈。
Have you ever seen that?
但那个花漂亮不漂亮？
Is that flower good looking?
非常漂亮，但记住那种花是软弱的花。
But that flower, though delicate, but weak.
为什么软弱？
Why weak?
不能碰的呀。
Untouchable.
你一碰它就完了。
You touch it, it collapses.
这样明白吗？那神告诉我们，神造的女人啊
，So God tells us the women that He created
是非常精致的
，is very delicate，
精致到一个地步啊
，so delicate to a point
是很容易受伤的
，that are easily damageable。
哎，你有没有觉得男人呢，有的时候跟木头一样
？And sometimes men are like lumber.
你踢他一脚没关系的。
You kick him, that's okay.
你生气骂他一顿没关系的。
And、you scold him, that's okay.
你的气还没有消，他已经忘记了。
Before your anger subsided, he already forgot.
有没有发现这种事
？Have you noticed that?
但是姐妹不一样哦。
But sisters are different.
哎呦，你一得罪了他，问题很大的。
Once you offended her, that's a big problem.
他不知道要记多久哦。
You don't know how long they will remember.
那很危险的事啊。
Very dangerous.
姐妹的特点。
A character for a sister.
是她们很敏感。
Is that they are sensitive.
所以很多弟兄有的时候你已经得罪了别人，你已经说了不该说的话，做了不该做的事，你自己完全无感。
So that brothers, when you said something that you shouldn't have said, you've done something, you've offended them, you are senseless to it.
但是你有一个帮助者
But you have a helper.
他稍微提醒你一下
And she will just gently remind you.
你就会哇对呀、啊、我怎么这个样子呢
You realize, oh, why did I do that?
姐妹的特点是如此
This is the characteristic of sisters.
那神把他们造成这个样子
But God made them this way.
就是为了帮助你
So that they can help you.
帮助你懂得你要跟别人做朋友
So that you understand that you need to be friend with others
你需要很敏锐
You need to be very sensitive
中国人有一个非常坏的毛病
The Chinese have a very bad habit
就是我们把自己的没有修养
That our lack of manner
翻译成为我这个人很直爽
And it translates into that I am a blunt person.
我们觉得自己我是口直心什么心直口快
That I say what is on my heart directly.
我们觉得这是优点你知道吗
We consider that a benefit.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters.
这是一个非常没有道德的缺点
It is a very unmannerly defect.
是你把你开口就很爽的这一种享受
is that you enjoy open your mouth and get the words up
建筑在给别人伤痛的基础上
and you build that upon other people's suffering
这个不只是不好的 manner
not only this is not a bad manner
这个是不道德的事
this is immoral
mm-hmm.
you hear that?
所以你不要再跟自己讲我是口直心快心直口快
No longer tell yourself you say what's on your heart
也不要告诉我是这个什么这个是什么刀子口什么
豆腐心
豆腐心你不要给自己脸上贴金
A knife's mouth but a tofu heart a tender heart don't say nice things about yourself
你是一个不负责任没有道德的人
You are an irresponsible immoral person.
那你这个怎么培养出来呢？
How did you train up this character?
你到外面碰到别的男人，
When you go out and meet other men,
你搞他一下他就算了。
You poke him around, he probably forgive you.
或者是不理你了。
He'll let you off the hook.
对吧？
Right?
你学不到功课的。
You cannot learn that lesson.
你不会变得更好的。
You will not become better.
哎，神就造你一个老婆。
But God made you a wife.
哎呦，你都想都没有想到，人家已经哭泣了。
You haven't even heard of it, thought of it, she's crying.
我以前很烦的，你知不知道？
This bothered me a lot.
我真的很烦啊。
This bothered me so much.
搞什么？
What are you doing?
我现在越来越感谢神。
The more and more now I thank God.
因为神把他们造成这样的。
Because God made them this way.
让我更能够体谅别人。
So that I can care and understand others.
让我可以更帮助别人。
So that I can more help others.
让我学会一点点。
So that I learn a little.
什么叫做温柔？
What does it mean to be tender? To be gentle.
我们的主
Our Lord,
他是非常的温柔。
He is very gentle.
而我们这些跟随他的人，
And those of us who follow him,
如果温柔不在我们的生命中，
If meekness is not in our life,
你不要跟我讲你多属。
Do not tell me how spiritual you are.
你也不要跟我讲你多爱主。
And do not tell me how much you love the Lord.
你是骗自己。
You deceit yourself.
你也在骗别人。
And you deceit others.
与你一同承受生命之恩的，
and they heirs together of the grace of life.
这一个所谓软弱的器皿，
and this so-called weaker vessel,
是神要他来跟你一起承受生命之恩，
is sent by God so that together you inherit the grace of life.
你要知道没有这样的妻子，
you need to understand that without a wife like this,
你生命中的恩典就大大减少。
You will have a great discount on the grace of life.
有这样的妻子，
If you have a wife like this,
你生命中就可以承受更多生命的恩典。
And you will inherit more grace of life.
我们喜欢不喜欢恩典？
Do we like grace or not?
都喜欢嘛。
We all like.
但是弟兄姐妹，
But brothers and sisters,
你喜欢恩典，
You like grace.
特别是恩典中最宝贵的恩典是生命的恩典。
Perhaps, particularly the most important part of grace is the grace of life.
这多一点钱的这种恩典呢不稀罕，你知道。
More money, that kind of grace is not much. Not much grace.
不信主的人也可以有的嘛。
Because the non-believers can have it.
对吗？
Right?
但是这种属天生命、属天品格可以建立在你里面的这种生命的恩典。
But this grace of life, so that the spiritual, a heavenly life, the character of heaven can be built in you.
非常难。
It's very difficult.
非常宝贵。
It's very precious.
这是为什么我们做丈夫。
This is why for husbands.
你要敬重她。
You need to honor her.
敬重他。
You need to honor the wife.
这个敬重啊，
This word honor,
而不是看了他就立正站好。
It's not to salute her once you see her.
不，这不是圣经里的意思。
That's not the Bible meaning.
圣经里面讲到这个字的意思，
In the word, the meaning in the Bible,
是你要把他当得的荣耀归给。
Is to render to her the glory that she deserves.
那个 honor, 它是你应该给他的。
That honor is what is something that you should render to her.
因为是他帮助了你可以得到生命的恩典。
Because it is her help, then you inherit grace of life.
所以你要尊重她。
You need to honor her.
你要珍惜她。
Treasure her.
你要宝贝她。
You need to treat her as precious.
更重要一点，
more important，
你如果不这样干，
if you do not do it this way，
一个大麻烦，
there's a big problem，
什么麻烦呢？
what problem？
就是神就不太喜欢听你祷告。
It's that God does not listen to your prayers.
这个恐怖哎。
This is scary.
神不听你的祷告是最大的问题，你知道吗？
When God does not listen to our prayers, that is the greatest problem.
很多弟兄为什么属灵的生命，我看他很可惜。
Many brothers, I see their spiritual life, I feel sorry for them.
他们不是不爱主。
It's not that they don't love the Lord.
他们付代价。
They pay the price.
他们摆上啊。
They offer their time.
他们金钱、时间各样很辛苦啊。
Money and effort, they spend a lot on it.
但他们忘记了这条他们该做的事。
But they forgot this one thing that they should do.
而且他们不知道这件事情没有做，那个后果超级可怕。
And they didn't consider that this thing that they didn't do has a severe consequence.
哎，你知道你不够爱你的妻子。
If you do not love your wife,
你祷告还没有太大问题的。
When you pray, it's not that big of a problem.
这样听明白吗？
You understand?
但是你没有按照情理跟他同住啊。
But if you do not dwell with her with understanding,
你没有给他当得的尊重，
not giving honor to the wife,
你有大问题啊。
You are in big trouble.
上帝基本上说他选择性耳聋。
God says he chose to be blind, to be deaf, selective, to be blind, to be deaf.
你听懂我的意思吗？
Do you understand?
你们中间有 teenager 的人。
When some teenagers.
你有 teenager 的父母，你就懂，你应该懂我在讲什么。
Your parents that have teenagers, you should understand.
他们是百分百的选择性耳聋。
And they are 100% selective deaf.
随便你跟他讲什么。
Whatever you say to them.
他爱听的他就听进去了。
Whatever they enjoy hearing, they will hear.
他不爱听的他完全当作你没讲。
If they don't like to hear it, they pretend that you've never said it.
有经验吧？
You experience with it.
Okay. 那你想想看。
Now think about this.
如果天上的老爸决定他要选择性的要不要听你祷告。
If the Heavenly Father selectively hear your prayers,
或者是他只听别人祷告就不听你祷告。
Or he hears other people's prayer but not yours.
麻烦大不大？
Is that big trouble?
大麻烦哦。
It's big trouble.
啊，所以做弟兄的记得啊。
So brothers remember.
好了，现在不能再讲弟兄了。
Cannot talk more about brothers.
今天晚上要讲姐妹。
We can talk about sisters.
圣灵感动彼得。
The Holy Spirit moved Peter.
讲到夫妻关系的时候，
When he talked about the husband-wife relationship,
他用六节圣经讲姐妹。
He used 6 verses to talk about sisters.
他只用了一节圣经讲弟兄。
He used 1 verse to talk about brothers.
我早年呢，
In my early years,
我会怎么说呢？
I would say this.
哎呀，姐妹问题多呀。
Sisters are more troublesome.
所以要用六倍的篇幅去教训他们呢、啊。
You need six times the verses to teach them.
那像我们弟兄还 OK 啦。
Our brothers were okay.
啊，所以上帝只要用一份就够了。
And so God only need to use one portion to teach us.
现在比较有一点属灵的成熟度。
Now that I have some spiritual maturity,
我才知道。篇幅越多
I realize that the more words about something
是表示在神的心目中他越重要
is that in the heart of God he cares more
听明白吗
Do you understand?
所以做弟兄的你不用再太神气了
So brothers, don't be so proud of yourself
你记住
Remember this
在神的心目中
In God's heart
姐妹是非常非常重要的。
And sisters are very important.
那么我们来看神对着姐妹的这些教导呢
？So when we look at these teachings concerning the sisters,
第一个就是要顺服。
The first one is submissive.
我不想叫你们举手。
I don't want to show up hand.
但是如果我叫你心里面自己想一想有几个姐妹说我真是感谢神我真是太高兴了上帝叫我顺服他。
But How many of you sisters in your heart thank God I can be submissive to my husband?
有吗?
Is there any?
我猜是不太有。
My guess is not that many.
因为大部分做姐妹的,
because the vast majority of sisters,
每次读圣经读到这些话的时候,
every time when they read verses like this,
心里面只有一个英文字,
there is only one English word come out of their heart.
只有三个中文字,
three Chinese words.
为什么?
Why?
为什么?
Why?
或者是凭什么?
How come?
你知道我们有一个姐妹好可爱。
One of our sisters very lovely.
她有事来找我。
She came to me.
她刘弟兄,
Brother Liu.
你以后不要在教会讲什么姐妹顺服嘛。
No more teach wives be submissive in church.
你实在是让我很为难啊。You
bring a lot of difficulty to me.
你想想看。
Think about this.
我是北大的。
I graduated from Beijing University.
他哪一个学校的?
Which school did he go to?
到了美国来,
when we came to the States,
我是常春藤的名校,
I went to
Ivy League. 他是念州立大学的,
he went to a state university.
我5年就拿到PhD.
It took me 5 years to get my PhD.
他搞了7年差不点毕不了业。
7 years, he couldn't even graduate.
到现在,
and look at him now.
我的工资是他的一倍。
I make double the money he makes.
家里面的事,
when it comes to household matters,
外面的事,
when it comes to other matters,
哪一件事不是要等我说了才算的?
I have to make the final decision.
我不是喜欢做决定的人。
I don't like to make decisions.
只是如果让他做决定啊, 我们什么都没有了。
If we let him make the decision, we'd lose everything.
你听懂他在讲什么没有?
Did you hear what she's saying?
他说你跟我讲什么叫顺服的?
So you tell me, what does it mean to be submissive?
他刘弟兄你懂不懂啊?
Brother Liu, do you understand?
在中国我们女人是顶半边天的。
That the women can support half the skies in the heaven.
他说你晓不晓得?
Do you know?
在我们家,
in my family,
我是顶整个天的。
I hold the entire sky.
那你跟我讲什么顺服呢?
So what is this submissive about?
刘弟兄,
Brother Liu,
你要相信,
trust me when I say this.
上帝这句话一定是有例外的。
There must be exception for this verse.
你们知道他在讲什么了吧?
You know what she's talking about.
造反有理。对不对?
It's reasonable to be disobedient.
他觉得有道理的。
She thinks it's reasonable.
绝对有道理的。
She considered it absolutely reasonable.
其实这个姐妹问的问题,
this question that the sister raised,
就显明出她不懂什么叫顺服。It
reveals that she does not understand the meaning of submission.
顺服不是做一个没有思想的。
To submit does not mean to be mindless.
顺服不是做一个不知道什么好什么坏的。To
be submissive does not mean that you cannot distinguish good and bad.
顺服是一个心里面的态度。Submission
is an attitude in your heart.
是你知道神的智慧和能力。Is
that you know the power and the wisdom of God.
你愿意谦卑在神的面前。You
want to be humble before Him.
按照神的话来生活。Live
according to the word of God.
顺服没有让姐妹失去放弃做帮助者的责任。Being
submissive did not forego sister's responsibility as a helper.
这样听清楚没有?
Do you understand?
你不能管, 我就顺服他咯。
Okay, I'll submit to him.
既然说顺服，我就顺服了。
If you say submit, I submit.
他说什么就好了。
And then whatever he says goes.
那你能帮助他吗？
Then can you be a helper?
你明显不能吗？
Obviously not.
对吧？那难不难？
Is that not hard?
现在就难了。
Now it's hard.
你要有一个顺服的灵。
To have a submissive spirit.
然后你还要帮助他。
And then you have to help him.
简单吗？
Is that not easy?
非常不容易的。
Very difficult.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
丈夫在地上对着妻子的权柄。
The authority a husband have over his wife.
老板对着员工的权柄
and the authority that the employer have over his employees
教会里面带领的弟兄对着配搭的弟兄中间的权柄
and the authority of a responsible brother over the co-workers
请记住
remember this
这些权柄都是相对的权柄
these are relative authorities
或者说这些都叫做代表的权柄
or these are representative authorities
这些人自己是没有权柄
these people themselves have no authority
他们之所以有权柄
the fact that they have authority
是因为神把他们摆在一个位置上
is because God put them at a place
在那个 position 上
at that position
他们有了权柄
they have authority
这种的权柄
And this kind of authority,
它有先天上的一个绝对要求
and there is a prerequisite,
就是这个权柄永远不能够违背神话语的权柄
And this authority must never go against the authority of the Word of God.
所以做丈夫的不能够要求你的妻子做任何的事情是不合神的心意的。
So the husbands must not require you to do anything that is against the will of God.
想一想。
Consider this.
做丈夫的你要用你这个权柄的时候。
When the husbands are to exercise this authority.
你这个权柄什么时候有效？
When is your authority effective?
是你要求的这件事是合神心意的它才有效。
Is when the request is in line with the will of God.
你要求的这件事不合神的心意。
If it's not the will of God.
你这个要求就没有权利。
And this request has no authority.
这样听懂吗？
Do you understand this?
所以做丈夫的你要知道你不要以为你一直有权柄啊。
So, husbands, you need to know that you don't always have authority.
只有当你做的决定是合乎神心意的时候你才有权柄。
Only when the decisions you make are in line with the will of God, then you have authority.
今天许多的家庭里面有很多的悲剧。
There are many tragedies in many families.
是因为做丈夫的不懂他以为他一直有权柄。
The husband thought that they always have authority.
他们以为他做的任何的决定太太都应该要顺服。
And that all decisions they made, the wife should be submissive.
很多悲剧就从这里产生。
Many tragedies start from this.
很多教会
Many church.
简直是不像话。
It's not like a church.
一个人摆到一个位置。
To put a person at a position.
好像他就是上帝一样。
As if he's God.
他说什么大家都要听啊。
Whatever he says goes.
别人不听就叫做不尊重权柄。
And if others disagree with him, that's disobeying authority.
乱讲。
That's nonsense.
如果你做的决定不合神的心意。
If the decision you made is not with the will of God.
别人不听才是顺服神。
They don't listen. That is obeying God.
人家听你也是跟你一起犯罪跌倒。
If they listen to you, that is committing a sin together and stumbling together.
哎，这个可怕不可怕？
Is that not fearful?
所以这一点你一定要搞清楚。
You must be clear on this.
我们是代表的权柄。
We are a representative authority.
我们不是绝对的权柄。
We do not have the absolute authority.
所以我们自己一定要先活在神的面光中。
So we must ourselves first live in the countenance of the Lord.
那你明白了这个真理。
Then you understand this truth.
一方面让你自由。
On one hand, it sets you free.
那另外有没有一种可能性给你很大的危险？
And could it possibly also give you a big danger?
老公说我们要这样干。
My husband said we need to do this.
你就说这个不是神的心意。
This is not the will of God.
我不需要顺服。
I do not obey.
有没有可能？
Would that be possible?
但请记住哦。
But please remember.
如果你先生做那个决定真的是神的心意呢？
If the decision your husband made is the will of God,
然后你说不是，
and you say no, it's not,
然后你不听，
and you do not listen,
请问你，你麻烦大不大？
Are you not in big trouble?
听明白没有？
Do you understand?
哦，所以这个问题啊，真的是一个很重要的问题。
This is a big matter.
我们一定要把这个问题看清楚。
We must see clearly on this.
否则教会里面要不然就是个人任凭己意。
And on one hand, church will do whatever is after your own heart.
每个人都觉得自己是对的。
Everybody consider themselves right.
然后都说神告诉我是这样的。
And everybody say, God told me this.
然后他说我祷告过了。
And I prayed for it.
然后另外一个人说我也祷告过了。
And the other person said, I also prayed.
上帝说不是这个样子。
And God said, no.
你说惨不惨？
Is that not a tragedy?
整个教会就变得一塌糊涂，
and the church is in chaos.
但是另外一方面，
on the other hand,
如果你没有学到这个功课，
if you didn't learn this lesson,
其实很多教会，
many church,
是瞎子在领瞎子，
are blind leading the blind.
整个教会一起得罪神，
and the whole church together offend God.
很悲哀啊。
It's very tragedy.
家庭如此。
It's likewise in the household.
教会如此。
Likewise in the church life.
顺服永远是最重要的功课。
Submission is always the most important lesson.
因为做丈夫的要顺服基督。
Because husbands need to submit to Christ.
做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
And wives be submissive to husbands.
为什么神对着我们顺服这么的要求呢？
Why does God pay so much attention on our submission?
因为我们的对头。
Because our adversary.
他为什么会变成魔鬼呢？
How did he became the devil?
是他找了小三吗？
Was he had an affair?
有吗？
Was it?
没有。
No, he didn't.
他贪污了没有？
Was he corrupt?
啊，有没有收人家红包？
Did he take money where he shouldn't?
有没有？没有。
No.
他没有做什么道德上不对的事哦。
He did not do something immoral.
他做了什么事？
What did he do?
不顺服。
He did not submit.
不顺
服。He did not submit.
他就变成了魔鬼。
And he became the devil.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们在地上，
Today we're here on earth.
顺服不是只有姐妹需要学的功课。
And submission is not a lesson only for the sisters.
神要求做姐妹的顺服自己的弟兄。
And God asked the wives to be submissive to your own husbands.
是让弟兄在这个过程中学会顺服神。
So that in this process, the brothers learn to submit to God.
这是神用的姐妹帮助弟兄一个很重要的环节。
This is a key point for the wives to be helpmates for their husbands.
所以做姐妹的。
So for sisters.
你千万不要觉得顺服你吃亏了。
Do not consider being a shortchange when you submit.
你顺服你占大便宜了。
When you submit, you have great gain.
如果你知道这是神的恩典，
If you know that this is the grace of God,
借着你的顺服，
that through your submission,
可以帮助你的弟兄属灵成长，
you can help your brother to grow spiritually,
借着你的顺服，
that through your submission,
你可以让魔鬼蒙羞，
that you can bring shame to the devil,
你这个顺服
that obedience
在永世中要给你带来多少荣耀的奖赏
it will bring so much glorious reward in eternity
你这口气还咽不下去吗
can you not even swallow that anger now
你还会再斤斤计较吗
would you still pick a fight
你如果看见了这个
if you've seen this
值啊
it's worth it
太好了
it's so good
神要求姐妹顺服。
God asked sisters to be submissive.
他下面还说
And then it says,
若有不信从道理的丈夫
And even if some do not obey the word,
很多人读这一节圣经
Many of them when they read this verse,
都以为是在讲说如果你老公不信耶稣
They thought of their husband as being non-believers.
啊你好好顺服
And if you obey and learn to listen to the good lesson of submission,
你的品格会感动他
And your character will change your husband.
啊有一天你老公也信主了
And your husband one day will come to the Lord.
对吗
Is it?
对吗
Is it right?
有可能哈
Perhaps.
有可能哈
Perhaps.
但问题是神的话不是这样说。
But that's not what the word of God says.
神的话怎么说呢
God, the word of God says this.
说如果你的丈夫不顺从话
If your husband does not obey the word,
圣经里面讲到 the word, 这个话的时候是指什么
What does the word refer to in the Bible?
圣经
the Bible
就你的老公不听圣经的话
is that your husband disobeys the Bible
这不表示他是不信主的
it does not mean that he is a non-believer
我们这些信主的我们神的话都听的
and for all our believers do we listen to all the word of God
我虽然笨了也不会被你唬的
I'm fool but I can't be fooled by you
同意吗
You agree?
哪一个人有本事神的话每一句都听的
Who can say that I obeyed every word of the Lord?
我们高兴的时候听听不高兴的时候不听的对不对
I listen when I'm happy, but I...
我们哪里会那么乖的
We are not as obedient.
我都没见过
I've never seen such.
所以老公啊常不听神的话不是不信主的人才不听啊
For husbands, they do not obey the word of God is not for the non-believers.
不信主是不听的
The non-believers will not obey.
那信主的也不一定听的。
Even believers do not obey.
对，你我照照镜子看看我们听多少嘛。
We need to examine ourselves how many times we've obeyed.
但是做妻子的你可以帮助你的丈夫。
But wives, you can help your husband.
他对神不顺服。
He is disobedient to God.
他发现你顺服神。
He discovers that you are submissive.
你的顺服就显出他的愚蠢。
That your submission reveals his foolishness.
就会感动他。
It will touch him.
就会帮助他。
It will help him.
就让他也愿意更多的顺服神的话。
So that he is more willing to obey the word of God.
一个做妻子的。
A wife.
贞洁的品性。
The character, your conduct.
第二节。
Right.
贞洁的品性和敬畏的心。
Observe your chaste conduct, accompanied by fear.
一个做姐妹的。
For a sister.
贞洁的品性。
Your chaste conduct.
何等宝贵。
It's so precious.
你能够单一的爱慕神
You can love God single-heartedly
脱离一切败坏与污秽的思想
And be set apart from all corrupt and defiled thoughts
对神心存敬畏
And have a heart that fears God
这会成为你自己极大的祝
It becomes your great blessing
也成为你家庭极大的祝福
and also become a great blessing for your family.
我们现在服侍一些90后
00后的年轻人。
We now currently serve some 20, 30 year olds.
90后有
Millennials, the Generation Z.
服侍这些年代的人。
This age group.
都是十几二十岁。
Teenagers or early 20s.
这些孩子哦。
These children.
我们发现他们在道德上的败坏。
We discovered the corrupt in their moral standards.
是难以想象的。
Is incomprehensible.
后来我们更多的了解。
And later on we discovered.
我们发现最主要的原因是因为他们的父母非常非常的不像。
And we discovered that their parents are exceedingly immoral.
现在这个世代的败坏。
And this corrupt generation.
非常可怕。
Is very fearful.
所以一个做妻子的。
And、therefore, a wife.
你要持守你贞洁的品性。
Hold fast to your chaste conduct.
和敬畏神的心。
And the heart of fear toward the Lord.
这是神对这姐妹的要求。
And、this is a requirement toward the sisters.
神另外还对姐妹有一些要求。
And there are other requirements for sisters.
讲到不要太注重外表。
To say not to pay too much attention on the outward appearance.
那这个我们必须要很小心的来理解。
We need to understand this very carefully.
神在这里不是说做姐妹的你可以搞得很邋遢。
It's not to say that sisters make a mess of yourself.
也不是说做姐妹的你不要化妆。
Or to put makeup on at all.
也不是说做姐妹的你不要把自己搞得干干净净漂漂亮亮的。
Neither is to say that sisters clean yourself up, doll yourself up.
不是。
It's not to say that.
这里讲到的是你不要去用追求外面这些虚浮的美丽。
And do not chase after this vain beauty outwardly.
以为这就是一切。
Considering them all things.
那当然我必须要提醒啊。
But I must remind you.
你们的孩子如果到了十几岁
your child when they come to teenage age,
你最好教他什么叫穿衣服。
You best teach them what does it mean to dress.
什么叫做漂亮。
What is beauty.
因为你不教他。
Because if you don't teach them,
这个世界会教他。
The world will teach them.
世界告诉他的美。
The beauty that the world considers.
很可能在神的眼光中是很丑的。
Very likely is very ugly in the eyes of the Lord.
现在听明白吗？
Do you understand?
这是很重要的。
This is important.
但是同时
At the same time,
你不要把你的女儿搞成像 tomboy.
Do not turn your girl into a tomboy.
就是让你的女孩子看起来不男不女的。
And you can't, it's whether a boy or a girl, you can't tell.
你不会让你的女孩子就是没有半点吸引人的样子。
Do not make your girls unattractive at all.
今天你要知道在这个时代里
This generation
跟以前的时代在本质上没有什么区别。
In essence is not different from previous generations.
男人看女人就是从眼睛。
Men observe women with their eyes.
男人就是眼睛。
Men are with eyes.
反正一个美女出现了，他眼睛就亮了。
If a pretty woman shows up, his eyes lighten up.
这就是男人。
This is man.
就这么回事。
It's that simple.
如果你让你的女儿又不注意她的打扮，又不注意她的穿着，又不注意她的身材，然后你再问说为什么教会都没有弟兄看上我女儿。
And if you do not dress your daughter, you do not care how she looks, how her body figures, then you complain why there's no boy in the church care for my daughter.
你不用抱怨。
Do not complain.
因为这些男人都是看外表的。
Because all men look on the outward experience.
一个例外的都没有。
No exception.
所以你一定要教你的女儿要有适当的装饰。
You need to ask your daughter to have appropriate dress.
但是不要把这个当作全部。
But do not consider that everything.
因为外表的美丽是很快就过去。
Because the outward beauty passes away so quickly.
但是一个女人里面的魅力可以与日俱增。
But the attraction of a woman within grows day by day.
你知道我们家师母现在对我的吸引力、啊、
My wife now has such deadly attraction to me.
那比怎么交朋友还厉害。
It's more so than a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship.
因为她里面敬畏神。
Because within her, she has a heart fears God.
那一种的美丽，那种的魅力。
That.Attractiveness, attraction
是无可抵挡
is irresistible.
所以你们做妻子的
so wives,
你一定要注意第四节的话
you need to remember verse 4.
你一定要注意第四节的话
you need to know, remember verse 4.
请你相信我
please believe me.
等你四十岁、五十岁的时候
By the time you get to 40, 50,
你用最好的化妆品
With the best cosmetics
你用最名牌的衣服
With the most famous brand of clothing
最名牌的包包
The most famous brand handbags、
啊、最名牌的围巾
And the most famous brand scarf
然后再去买最贵最贵最贵的香水
and the most expensive perfume
一个二十出头的小姑娘
a girl in her early 20s
走在你老公面前
when she walked past by your husband
绝对比你有更大的吸引
is absolutely more attractive than you
相信吗
you believe that
所以你不要去竞争
Do not compete
用外面的这些东西想要去跟小你20岁30岁的女人竞争你永远是一个失败者
If you compete with a girl 20-30 years younger than you you'd always be a loser
对不对
Right
我们今天观察所有这些找小三的
We observe all these people who had an affair
哪一个找一个比他大20岁30岁的
Who's going to look for someone who's 20-30 years older?
啊，哪一个男的找一个比他大20岁30岁的小三
Which man look for and had an affair with 20-30 year older woman?
哦，那个法国总统找了一个老婆比他老
The French president found someone older than him
那你去打听打听人家老婆什么背景
You dig around the background
他到底是娶她还是娶她的家产
Does she married her or married into her family?
那这是个大问题的
That's a big question
对吧、
right?
因为你要真的要去跟那些年轻女孩子比我刚才人家年轻女孩子什么妆都不要化人家那张脸往那一摆就是漂亮、
They don't even have to put on makeup when they present themselves they are pretty
但是我告诉你
But let me tell you
她再年轻
However young they are
她再漂亮
However pretty they are
你一跟她接触她里面的丑恶就会显明出来
Once you have contact with them the inner ugliness shows up
你要保护你的丈夫
You need to protect your husband
你必须要有里面的魅力
You must have inward attraction
让你的丈夫心单单属于你
That your husband's heartsingle-heartedly belongs to you.
做妻子的
Wives.
你的老公现在活在一个非常危险的时代。
Your husbands live at a very dangerous time.
你不要告诉我说哎呀他那么老了都50岁了60岁了他还能干什么
He said, he's so old, 50, 60 year old, what can he possibly do?
请你相信我。
Please believe me.
28岁到82岁没有一个男人是好东西。
From 28 to 82, no man is good.
同意吗
Do you believe?
同意吗
Do you agree?
如果没有神的怜悯，
without the mercies of God,
哪一个男人能够逃避眼目的情欲？
Which one of our men can flee from the lust of the eyes?
做妻子的，
wives,
你要帮助你的丈夫，
you need to help your husband.
你必须要有里面的美丽，
you must have inner beauty.
否则你的丈夫在今天这个时代，
otherwise your husband in today's generation,
太危险。
So dangerous.
我们那边有一个姐妹。
There is a sister in our gathering.
够傻。
Foolish enough.
你知道她怎么说吗？
You know what she said?
她说我很放心。
I rest assured.
我这个老公又矮又胖又丑。
My husband is short, chubby and ugly.
她去中国搞做生意啊。
When he goes to mainland China for business trips,
绝对不会出问题。
Nothing's going to happen to him.
没有一个女人会要他的。
No woman possibly want him.
真的吗？
Really?
真的吗？
Really?
我们家师母有一句名言。
My wife has a famous saying.
她说你看作是垃圾啊。
What you consider trash,
你丢出去别人当钻石捡。
When you throw them out, people pick them up like diamonds.
你能相信吗？
Can you believe?
这是一个什么样的时代？
What a generation it is now.
以前的男人想要看不穿衣服的女人容易吗？
The men in previous ages want to look at clothesless women, naked women.
容易吗？
Was it easy?
难死你哦
！So hard，
我永远不会忘记啊
！I will never forget。
我们初三那一年呢
？In grade nine，
我们班上有一个同学不知道从哪里找到了两页 Playboy， 只有两页，不是一整的，两页
，two pages of Playboy magazine，
拿到学校来
，brought to school。
哎呦，我们全班的男生疯了。
It caused quite a chaos.
我从来没有看过。
We've never seen it.
我好稀奇啊！现在啊，我们家的小孩啊
，the kids in our house，
你刚才讲说，哎，那个哪里听说有 Playboy 的杂志，去看看。
There's a Playboy magazine there. You want to go check it out?
你知道他跟你说什么吗
？You know what he says?
他有谁要看那种东西啊
？Who's gonna look at that?
那现在到处看不穿衣服的女人吗？到处都有，哪里要到那里去看
？You can have naked women everywhere. Why do you have to go there?
听懂了吗
？Do you understand?
更不要说网络
，let alone internet.
更不要说那些乱七八糟的东西
，let alone those defiled things.
这是一个充满着罪恶试探的时代。
This is an age filled with temptation.
你的老公不是圣人。
Your husband is not a saint.
他是一个罪人。
He's a sinner.
只有你在神面前那一个美丽的生命。
Only the beautiful life you have before the Lord.
会成为你老公极大的保护。
It becomes a great protection for your husband.
做妻子的。
Wives.
建立家室。
To build your household.
你们觉得建立家室容易还是在一个公司做 CPA 容易？
Which is easier, to build your household or to be a CPA at a company?
哪一个比较容易干？
Which is easier to do?
建立家室容易还是去考一个工程师执照容易？
Is it easier to build your house or is it better to get an engineer certificate?
哪一个容易？
Which is easier?
请你相信我。
Trust me.
这个世界上没有第二个工作。
In this world, no other job
会比建立家室更艰难。
Is more difficult than to build your household.
所以做姐妹的。
So sisters.
一方面你要知道你神给你的托付是非常重大。
On one hand, you need to know the entrusting responsibility is so great.
神要你帮助那个很难帮助的男人。
God wants you to help that very hard to help men.
我今天已经讲过了。
I have already said.
做老公的人最后一个愿意听话的对象就是他的妻子。
And for husbands, the last person they want to obey and listen to is their wives.
因为每一个老公都骄傲得不得了。
Because every husband is so very proud.
就是他根本没有骄傲的资本，他也说我没有骄傲的资本是我的骄傲。
Even though he would say, I have nothing to boast, yet that is what I'm proud of.
这种的骄傲
That proud
让他很难被他的妻子帮助。
It's very hard for him to be helped by his wife.
你怎么办？
What are you going to do with him?
你跟他吵？
You fight?
你吵不过他的。
You won't win.
因为男人跟女人一样都是不讲理的。
Because men, like women, do not reason.
都不讲理的。
They do not reason.
两个人中间只要有一个讲理的。
Out of the two persons, if one is reasonable,
这个家不会吵架的。
There would be no fight.
听清楚没有？
Do you hear me?
你们家只要吵架，
If you have a fight in your house,
就证明你们两个都是不讲理的。
Then it proves that both of you are unreasonable.
只要有一个讲理，
As long as there's one reasonable,
就吵不起来了。
You won't have a fight.
这样的情况下
Under this circumstance,
你怎么帮助你的先生？
How do you help your husband?
容易吗？
Is it easy?
不容易啊。
It's not easy.
要帮助你的老公啊，你不要把他当儿子教。
To help your husband, you can't teach him like your son.
你们懂不懂我这句话的意思？
Do you know what I mean by this?
有很多老婆教训娶老公啊。
Many wives, when they scold their husbands,
那就跟教训儿子一模一样。
It's the same tone as they speak to their son.
跟你讲了多少遍？
How many times have I told you?
我们那边有一个上海姐妹。
There's a Shanghai sister in our midst.
她一冲动起来就变茶壶。
Once she get excited, she become a teapot.
知道茶壶长什么样的？
Do you know what a teapot looks like?
是不是？茶壶是不是？
Isn't that a teapot?
哎呀，真厉害呀！但有没有用啊？
Does it work though? Doesn't work.
你要帮助你的老公啊。
In order for you to help your husband,
就要用神给你的智慧。
You need to use God-given wisdom.
神给你的温柔。
And the gentleness God gave you.
去帮助他。
To help him.
我在公司后来不是工作做的变成所谓一人之下万人之上的，没有万人，一百多人之上。
When I was quite promoted in my company,
只有一个人可以管我。
There's only one boss over my head.
那我们是科技公司啊。
We're a technology company.
我手下的人不是硕士就是博士的。
These are either masters or PhDs working for me.
那这些人搞得真的是很不容易啊。
It's hard work for them.
但是我的老板啊。
But my boss.
他是销售出身。
He was a sales.
那是他的背景。
That was his background, his skill.
整个技术方面呢？
The entire technology portion.
他真的不太懂。
He really does not know much.
哎，一个人如果知道自己不懂啊。
If someone knows that he does not understand.
啊，那还有救。
And then he is savable, redeemable.
这个世界上最没有救的一种人呢？
The people that you cannot save.
就是他不懂，他还不知道他不懂。
He doesn't know, yet he does not know he doesn't know.
这个在公司是如此。
It's likewise in workplace.
在教会也是一样。
It's likewise in a church.
教会有很多人他根本不知道他不懂什么。
In church, there are a lot of people who does not know that he doesn't know.
然后他就以为他什么都懂。
And yet he knows everything. He thought he knew everything.
意见很多。
He has a lot of opinions.
所以这个老兄呢，就是没事就给我指指点点的。
So this boss always point fingers at me.
give me different directions. 他这是出很多鬼点子。
And he tells me many, many thoughts.
但他不知道他在讲什么。
But he doesn't know what he's talking about.
哎呀, 搞得我真的很烦了。
And it's a bother to me.
但问题是什么呢?
So what's the problem?
他是老板啊。
He's the boss.
我要顺服的。
I need to obey.
圣经讲得很清楚啊。
And the Bible is very clear.
好老板要顺服的。
Good boss, you need to submit.
坏老板还是要顺服的。
Even bad bosses, you need to submit.
就圣经的话嘛。
That's the word of the Bible.
哎呀，我说主耶稣啊。
I said, Oh Lord.
你给我换个工作吧。
Give me another job.
对，要不然叫他走。
Whether he leaves,
要不然叫我走。
Or I leave.
你这跟这种人干下去没得干的。
There's no future with him.
你辛辛苦苦好不容易搞出一点东西来。
You work so hard to make a discovery.
你觉得这个好伟大，这个好重要，好了不起啊。
You thought this is a great improvement.
对他来讲呢?
For him?
Oh, okay. 好像这是很简单的事情，没什么了不起的事，你知道吗？
It's something very common.
气都气死你了，对吧？
You're so angry.
你好辛苦地带着你的团队做出一点东西来，他一点都不会欣赏。
You lead your team to work so hard to come out to something results, and he doesn't admire it.
但是你的手下只要给你出了一点点纰漏。
But if the people under you make any mistakes,
只要有一个客户打电话来抱怨,
one client come to complain,
哎呦我的天哦, 他基本上就给我刮胡子，你懂不懂？
Oh my, he's gonna give me a shave.
他可以花一个钟头，两个钟头，三个钟头，就会讲废话。
An hour, two, and three hours, he would just waste his time.
我有一次就跟他说,
I told him once,
你现在跟我讲话这几个钟头，我去把那个问题已经解决了。
For the time that you talked to me, I would have already gone and solved the problem.
你懂我意思吗? 怎么顺服吧?
How do you obey such a person?
然后我说我们的研究经费，我们的发展，我们应该往这个方向走。
Our R&D research money, we should go in this direction.
我们才可以胜过我们竞争的对手。
In order to overpower our competitors.
哎，他不听。
He does not listen.
哎，他要往这边走。
You want to go that way?
他说那个公司又搞了一个这个，我们也要搞，那个公司搞那个，我们也要搞。
He said that company made that, we need to follow suit.
你要都搞他的那些东西的话，我们什么也搞不出来。
If we follow him, we won't make anything.
那怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
他是老板呢？
It's the boss.
我要顺服啊。
I need to obey.
可是顺服他那个后果呢？
But what is the consequence of obeying him?
我可能100多个人都没有饭吃了。
Probably the 100 people will lose their job.
怎么办？
What do we do?
那个时候在神面前祷告。
I prayed before the Lord.
祷告来祷告去。
I prayed and I prayed.
啊，我突然明白一件事。
Suddenly understood.
顺服有一个非常重要的功课要学。
In submission, there is a very important lesson to learn.
就是你要把英文的credit, 中文要怎么分? 不是，就是我如果做一件对的事做好了，有功劳，啊，功劳。 你要把那个功劳给你的老板。Give
credit where credit is due, which is your boss.
不是due，根本是不是他的事。他根本不配得，也不应该得，他是反对的。Your
boss my boss did not deserve the credit. He is against it.
这样子听懂吗? 后来我发现怎么做呢?
I discovered how do I do this.
我跟他吵是没用的。
Arguing is no use.
我跟他讲道理也没用的。
Reasoning is no use.
因为他不太懂。
He does not know much.
所以他认为他听到的，他想到的，他就觉得他想的就是最好的。
He thought what he thought is best.
那怎么办呢?
So what do we do?
我就在想，只有一个办法。
There's only one way, I thought.
就是我先不要去跟他讲任何重要的事情。
I'm not going to tell him anything important.
我就先跟他聊一些别的事。
I will chat around other things.
然后我就把一些我认为该做的事说成是他想出来的。
And I will say something that we should have do and turn it as if he thought of it.
然后等我那样子讲完以后，他就觉得，对哦，我是说过这个话。
And then when I finish, I'll make him say, "Oh yeah, I remember saying that to you."
哦，这个对对对，这个，我觉得我这个想法是挺好的。
This is right. I like what I thought.
然后我马上在后面啊，就要跟他说，对对对，老板你英明啊。
I said, "Yes, boss, so smart."
你这个想法实在是，哎呀，让我们的产品啊可以 flip flop， 就是啊。跳跃式的超越我们的竞争对手。
Flip-flop, over our competitors.
多跟他讲几次。
A few more times we tried this with him.
下一次跟公司这些高级主管开会的时候。
We have a meeting with the senior management.
那些什么 marketing 啊，那些 sales 的跟我啰嗦。
And the sales and the marketing people, they talk to me.
我都不要跟他们解释什么。
I don't explain anything.
我说我觉得。
I thought,
我们老板的想法最高明。
That our boss, his way is best.
然后我就说，哎，老板啊，你讲一讲啊，你的想法怎么样啊？
I said, boss, why don't you talk about what you think?
那当然，其实他是不太懂的。
He doesn't know a lot.
所以他只是简单的讲一下。
He will very simply go over.
那然后说，我帮你补充可以吧？
Can I fill in the blanks for you?
然后我就帮他解释，就说服其他的人。
And then I would persuade the other people.
等我们搞定了。
When we finished.
然后他就说，哇，这个真的很棒。
That's a great plan.
我有没有顺服我的老板？
Did I obey my boss?
我顺服的。
I did.
他的 idea。
His idea.
我照着做。
I did accordingly.
我有没有帮助我的老板？
Did I not help my boss?
我真的帮了他。
I really helped him.
不然董事会要开掉他的。
Otherwise the board will fire him.
那亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你在教会。
At church.
有时候教会的负责弟兄啊。
Sometimes the responsible brothers.
你不要跟他吵。
Don't fight with them.
你跟他吵对他一点用没有。
The fighting does not do anything good.
你要想办法让他有很多很伟大的想法。
You need to let him to have great visions.
然后你努力的支持他。
And then you support him.
然后最后成功的时候让他得到一切的荣耀。
And when it succeeds, give all the glory to him.
你是一个最好的帮助。
You are the greatest helper.
做妻子。
Wives.
你们家老公啊，有很多很伟大的想法。
Your husband have many great thoughts.
只是你要想办法怎么样把那些伟大的想法在耳边慢慢给他种进去。
And you need to plant these great inspirations in his ears.
然后有一天你就告诉他。
And then one day you'll tell him.
我多么的幸福。
I am so blessed.
能够嫁给你一个这么英明的老公。
To marry someone so wise like you.
你在顺服的事上。
On the matter of submission.
你就真的学到家了。
You have truly learned the best.
像现在。
As of now.
我的老婆什么事都顺服。
My wife submit to all things.
因为我每做的一个决定都是她很早以前慢慢教我。
Because the decisions I now make are taught by her long time ago.
让我越来越明白神的心意。
And more and more I understand the will of God.
当我在顺服神的路上。
When on this way of submitting to God.
她支持我。
She supports me.
她帮助我。
She helped me.
我们就一起承受生命之恩。
And then we together inherit grace of life.
这是多么大的福气。
This is so great a blessing.
姐妹啊。
Sisters.
建立家室。
To build your household.
非常难。
So difficult.
但是记住。
But remember.
如果不难为什么上帝会叫你做呢？
If it's not hard, why would God appoint you to do it?
记住你这么的尊贵荣耀。
You are so honorable and glorious.
你是神创造的高峰。
And you are the work handiwork of our God.
所以神才把这么难的事托给你。
Therefore, God entrusts you this great difficulty.
想一想。
Consider this.
将来见主面的时候。
When you meet the Lord in the future.
耶稣基督脸上的笑容。
The smile on the face of our Lord Jesus.
他口中的恩言
and the word of grace from his mouth.
你这又忠心又良善的仆人
O good and faithful servant.
是多么了不起的一件事
It's so great an accomplishment.
在这个过程里
In this process,
我们需要主的怜悯
We need the mercies of the Lord.
我们需要主的恩典
We need his grace.
离开了他我们活不了
Apart from him, we cannot live.
离开了他我们没有一件事做得好
Apart from him, we cannot do one thing that's good.
天天活在他面光中
We will live every day in the face of his countenance.
你会惊讶地发现
You will shockingly discover
当岁月把许多的美丽从你的身上拿走
And when time has removed the beauty from you
神却能够把许多基督的魅力坐在你的里面。
God can work many attractions of Christ in you.
有一天你的孩子跟你的丈夫都要站起来说
One day your husband and your children will stand up and say
有本领的女人很多
There are many skilled women.
但是唯独你
But only you.
你是神给我们的祝福。
You are the blessing of God to us.
你是一个才德的妇人。
You are a virtuous woman.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主求你用的这些话。
Oh Lord, through these words.
祝福你的孩子们。
Bless your children.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.